Welcome to Melanated ADHD. I'm your host, Annette. This podcast was created out of a genuine interest to profile and elevate BIPOC voices living with ADHD, with a special focus on Black and Brown women. By doing so, we look to reshape perceptions of how ADHD impacts our communities and explore pathways to flourish and thrive together. When I was diagnosed with ADHD, predominantly inattentive type, in late 2023, I was happy to find a lot of scientific research and shared experiences online. However, I quickly noticed the lack of content specifically catering to Black and Brown women with ADHD, given the already existing stigma around neurodivergence and mental health within our communities. Historically, ADHD research focused on hyperactive white boys in adolescence, yet a gross number of Black and Brown boys and adolescents went undiagnosed due to discrimination and stereotypes. Also, the complete disregard of girls and women in such studies fail to consider how presenting ADHD symptoms changes with the hormonal fluctuations throughout our lives, including puberty, menopause, and beyond. I'm glad to see recent years have brought a shift in focus to include women and adults with ADHD in these conversations. Despite this progress, there's still a pressing need for more exploration in these areas. We need more resources and tools dedicated to BIPOC communities so they too can be educated and supported. Educating the masses is crucial to recognizing symptoms amongst our racialized communities and to ensure that we have access to the necessary tools and resources to thrive. For now, I'm keeping these episodes short as my attention span is limited and may expand upon it as a longer format for membership in the future. Who knows? What I can say for now is this is a passion project for me and is strictly done out of pure love. If you feel compelled to buy me a coffee to show me love and say thank you, you can find a link in my bio. Otherwise, join us soon on major podcasting platforms to hear more from us and the diverse voices of the ADHD community. Thanks.